This daily devotional is brought to you by Hope PR Ministry. We would love to hear from our listeners, and we ask that you would contact us at hoperwc@gmail.com with any feedback or questions you might have. We hope that you are edified by this content. For our devotional today, let's begin by reading from John chapter 7, verses 40 through 53. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scriptures said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, "Why have ye not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." Then answered them the Pharisees, "Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed." Nicodemus saith unto him, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, "Doth our law judge any man, before it hear him, and know what he doeth?" They answered and said unto him, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." And every man went unto his own house. What do we think about the Christ of Galilee? Are we ashamed to confess his name in our lives? Do we scorn his lowly life and humiliation? If we do, then we show ourselves no better than the rulers in Jerusalem. But that is our old man of sin. We oftentimes hesitate to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But that is who he is, and that is who we must confess in all of our lives. We must trumpet that fact every waking moment of every day that God is pleased to give us on this earth. We must not just be in awe of his words, we must learn these words, love these words, and live these words. The psalm choir will close for us today by singing from Psalter number 112.
Oh. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hope PR Ministry Podcast. We are a part of the Protestant Reformed Churches in America, and we are located in West Michigan. Our goal is to spread our distinctive Reformed beliefs. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to reach out to us at hoperwc@gmail.com and visit our website at hopeprchurch.org if you would like to learn more about our beliefs. You can also worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.